welcome to the 114th episode of the Crack Die Podcast.
Hooray!
Yahoo!
214th.
Did you say 100 or 214th?
I heard 100.
214th episode of the Crack Die Podcast. That's what I said. I said 214. If you heard 114, clearly you're hallucinating. Pull over. Take a minute. Take a breath. I need you all to relax and not be hallucinating.
So there we were.
I'm in a dragon's mouth. Or claw.
Well, hang on. Before we jump back into, you know, everyone's dying here. Or me at least trying to kill everyone. Let me ask all of you this question. I'm going to preface this. I've been watching a lot of YouTube videos lately.
Oh, no.
Great place to start. Mm-hmm.
Yep. And I've been watching a lot of things like Smosh and Good Mythical Morning.
Okay, that's acceptable, YouTube.
Classics.
Two blasts from the past.
Yep, they're still making content. But they have a chef for Good Mythical Morning, and he's been doing a series where he invites people on and he cooks for them their last meal. So my question to you is, what would your ideal last meal be?
Last meal, like these people are on death row. Last meal as these people like have cancer in their terminal. They're in like Washington and they're gonna like, you know, get that last bunch of shots and then they're gonna like go on their own terms. Like what?
Does it matter?
No. It's literally like the concept is these celebrities are like, this is your last day on Earth for whatever reason. What do you want your last meal to be, right?
Oh, I get your question now.
Everyone's like, Smosh took a real weird turn.
Oh, that's fair. That's the perpetual existence I live in, is confusion, but...
No context, Sean, is pretty confusing.
But, like, you know, the rapture's coming tomorrow, so what are you eating as your last meal?
Pizza. I am a simple girl. I don't require much.
From where, though?
We got a pizza place around the corner. That's pretty good.
Okay. So for me, I'll share mine while y'all think. Definitely lasagna, mac and cheese, like homemade lasagna with a proper bechamel sauce rather than ricotta. Mac and cheese with at least like four different cheeses in it. A nice cold glass of Coke. A double of the late night snack bourbon. Neat. And finished off with a really fancy tiramisu.
Okay. Pretty Italian-based, question mark? Or pasta-based?
Italian-American.
Apparently.
Yeah.
I do love this pasta. And throw in some gnocchi in there, too. Some nice ricotta gnocchi.
You just want every form of potato and cheese you can get your hands on.
Why are you saying that like it's a bad thing?
I'm not. I'm just saying that is what you really want for your final meals. Every form of potatoes and cheese.
You're not wrong.
So is the concept that the world ends tomorrow no matter what we do?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I've got to change my answer then. I was going to say a 100-year-old egg made from scratch.
Clever.
Yeah.
That's smart. I appreciate that. No. Like the heat death of the universe is upon us.
And you get to eat one last thing.
Yeah.
I think the first course would be a full English. For the second course, nice porterhouse, maybe a tomahawk. And I'll finish it off with all-you-can-eat sushi.
That sounds actually really great. I would probably do something like that.
Yeah.
When you say full English, you mean a full English breakfast?
Yeah.
Okay.
I assume Rob is planning out his, like, last day.
No, that's just the three-course meal.
Oh. Yeah, I might skip the full English. I might just go more for, like, a nice steak with, like, yeah, sushi and ramen.
Yeah. Anyone else have any fun stuff to throw in there? Hiya, Matt?
I, too, like you, have watched Josh, who's the host of Mythical Kitchen. He also does a fun historical one with a friend, Emily, I believe her name is. She always plays a character, and it's hilarious and fun, and I absolutely recommend that. And every time I watch the one you're saying, where they are, you know, they interview a celebrity and they have the last meals, I, for the life of me, always draw a blank. I never know what I want to eat. But then again, that's very appropriate to me. My husband would tell you that checks out since I'm horribly indecisive about food.
No, I know exactly what Haya's last meal is going to be.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's whatever I choose. That's what she's going to have.
Yeah, that's true. What do you have it? Yeah, I'll have it too. That one. Whatever. I'll have it.
Yeah, that sounds good. I'll have that.
relatable.
Genuinely, yeah.
Okay, so mine, if we're doing like a three-course meal, we got like apps and like an entree and then dessert. Let's do calamari and hot wings for apps. And then prime rib, baked potato, maybe green beans or something for the main meal. The steak being rare to medium rare at best. And then for dessert, key lime pie.
Of course, key lime pie. That is his favorite.
Ooh, key lime pie is a good one. That's good. All right. Well, thank you all for sharing.
Sean, are you plotting our deaths? Is that what this is?
No, just the characters.
I mean, I feel like the characters would have very different answers than the players for their last meals.
That's true. But how about we leave those answers for when we're between books?
Yeah, that sounds like a plan.
Or between characters.
Yeah, yeah. All right, it is my turn because we ended. I interrupted myself.
Let's kick this lily-livered lava liquor in and where the sun don't shine.
What did you just call me?
Lily-livered lava liquor? That's a good one.
That's a great tongue twister, too.
Yeah, I was going to say, now we have a new pre-show warm-up. All right, so another foul elemental inferno dives under the hot magma and he does a double move. Heidi, it is Ooze turn.
All right, I am gonna take my super cool new javelin that comes back to me and I'm gonna wreck this Vishamirox.
On loan.
What?
It's on loan.
What?
I'm loaning it to you. I'm very fond of my javelin, thank you.
Whatever you say.
Oh, God.
It's a rent to buy.
Yeah. No, rent to rent, that's it. Give it back.
No, you said rent to buy, that's what it is now, all right.
God damn it.
Pointed at this guy's eye, Veshmirix's eye, and I got a 40 to strike.
That's a hit.
Sweet.
Dang. Get a move.
26 damage.
Okay, still alive.
All right, and we're going to do it again for a 40.
Nice.
A 40 will hit.
Love it. Damage. 21 damage.
Okay, still kicking.
All right. This was the charm, guys. Last one, last strike. Let's go. Hoo-ah! 19.
Oh, no.
No, I would like to hero point that.
Yes, that is a critical miss. So, yes, go ahead.
27. Also looking to be a crit miss.
Yes, it is. Merry crit miss.
This is a ranged attack. I am slowed 2 until the end of my next turn.
Yuck.
Lost grip.
Slow down.
Boo.
That means next turn you only get one action. All right, now it's one of my creatures' turns. Let's see, where is this elemental inferno?
Well, right now it's standing next to Ooh, right?
Yes, it is standing next to Ooh. Oh, so wait a minute. You take 16 persistent fire damage, and then I need you to roll a recovery, which means you're really only taking one fire damage.
Let's find out. I got 12.
12. You're still on fire.
Hooray.
I will kill you with your bleed damage, and I will be a queen.
Mm-hmm. Huh? If anyone's going to love and despair anybody, it's going to be me.
Oh, finally. Finally, someone is close enough to have this go off. I need Ooh, Knife Sword, to give me, please, a reflex save.
Reflex save. Do, 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 do. 35.
That is a success, but not a critical success.
39.
That is a success, but not a critical success. As this inferno elemental is so close to you, the heat that just comes off them radiates is 22 points of fire damage.
Can I liberate?
Well, hang on. They both succeed, so they're going to take half. So that's 11. And then I believe they both have fire resistance. So Ooh's going to take no damage, and Knife Sword is going to take 1 damage.
I rescind my liberation. I'll be fine.
No, take me with you.
I don't know if you really want to waste it. I don't know if it's wasted, really.
It's not a waste, but for 1 damage, like...
Yeah. Okay, so now it's just going to swing a tendril at Ooh.
No.
37.
Will hit.
That is 24 points of damage. Would you like to use Liberating Step?
Yes, I would like to liberate.
All right, so we're going to take 16 points of damage away from the 24. And then when we subtract the 15 from ooze resistance, which is -7, so no damage.
Hooray.
Everybody but Twin Talon may take 2 steps if they would like.
And Brianna.
Yeah, I think if I moved up 10 feet, I wouldn't. Oh no, I'd be able to target. I'm going to go boop boop.
Yeah, I mean, who is in melee with both of the monsters that we can see, so no javelin required.
So for their second attack, they're going to attack Knife Sword.
Don't you dare.
Oh, I am. I dare.
How dare? How?
That's a 30 to hit.
That does not hit.
Yes!
That's what you get.
Hooah.
I'm down here, dude. Down here.
Suck it, Inferno.
For its last attack, it's going after Ooh again. That is a 36 to hit.
Will hit.
So I roll the natural 20, so that is a hit. And with a natural 20, that becomes a critical hit.
I have one more. No, I should have two. No, one. No, two.
You haven't used one.
Cool, I will use it.
So you have two, now you have one. All right, so I will reroll and keep the lower result. A total of 30.
Hell yeah.
Oh, sorry. 19, a total of 19.
Critical miss?
This is the second time that you have made me reroll a crit hit into a crit miss.
Beautiful.
It's beautiful. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Unarmed, you become wounded 1, or your wounded value increases by 1.
That's nothing, but they miss.
All right.
What does wounded do?
Wounded is where if you fall unconscious, that becomes your dying value. So for a monster that just dies, it doesn't do anything.
Yeah, that's pretty meh.
But it misses. Don't look at it missing in the mouth or whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Or whatever.
Anyway, Knife Sword. It's Knife Sword's turn.
Get him, Knife Sword.
Jinx.
I'm shooting at the dragon with Chilling Darkness.
All right, roll your attack.
Okay, 36.
That is a miss.
All right, I'll use a hero point and try that again.
Yeah, it's your first attack. Might as well.
Do it.
Huh.
Surprised you have any 7th level spells left. Although, I think we rested right before we came down here.
35 is also a miss, but we used the better of the two, so it's just a miss, not a crit miss.
Okay. I guess level 1 magic missile.
All right, roll it.
He is near death.
Yeah.
You never fucking know. Yeah.
He's got like 1 hit point left.
Oh my gosh.
7.
All right. He's near death, but not that near death.
Okay.
All right. It is now Twin Talon's turn.
All right. So Twin Talon touches his right forearm. He says, "Hawk hunt swift and sure." And the spectral image of a hawk kind of appears superimposed over him. And there's a hawk cry. And then he whips back Eclipse and hurls at Mishmirax. So he casts True Strike is what he did.
Nice.
Ooh, I do not like that. I don't like that at all.
Oh, bad. So sad.
So I roll attack twice and use the better result.
It should do that automatically for you.
Well, I guess we'll see. It does keep higher.
Jesus.
They rolled a 1 and a 3? Are you fucking kidding me? Is that what it is?
All right. Would you like to use a hero point?
I can't. True Strike is a fortune effect.
Oh, wow.
That stinks.
All right. Well, that is a crit miss. Let me get that card for you real quick.
Some bullshit. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Help me help you.
Klutz, you drop the weapon you used. Okay.
Come on.
Eclipse. So it ricochets off, you know, the ceiling comes back and Twin Talon goes to catch it and he fumbles and it drops at his feet. So then for his second attack, he will try again. He's wishing that there was more physical space he could be next to everything. He was trying to split up the bad guys, but that did not work. They're just all over there now. And as a 35, which I think is a miss.
35 is a miss.
All right, then I will use a hero point on that one. 39 to hit.
That is a hit.
All right.
Oh, wait. Actually, no. No, it is a miss. I'm using a reaction. I don't get these very often, okay? So as the weapon flies at the dragon, you see them reactively raise their wing and uses what's called a wing deflection.
Boo.
It grants a +2 circumstance bonus to their AC.
That's a reaction?
Yes.
Does it have the bit trait?
No, it just says trigger.
It doesn't seem to have any traits at all.
I tried.
Yeah, well, it's fair. You tried. I appreciate you. I'm going to give you a hero point for knowing the rules.
But I didn't know the rules, though.
But you did know the rules because you're grappled with trying to use that. Take the hero point, goddammit!
Okay, sorry.
He remembers to give them so rarely.
Yeah, that's true. I think that's why I'm also hesitant. I'm like, what's happening? Who are you?
This is a trap. I feel like
yeah. It's a trap. It was a cursed hero point.
It's a tarp.
I have the best LARP story about that.
All right. Is that it, Matt? Are you done?
I think so. What a disappointing turn.
No, honey.
I hear Matt closing his laptops. I'm done for sure.
Oh, babe.
I can't help. I want to help. All right, yeah, I'm done.
Matt, help.
Actually, that's not the end. Taisani is going to fly up here. So she is going to flank Vishmirax with Brianna.
Ooh.
All right.
So if Brianna's still alive when it's her turn, then she'll at least get that.
Come on, bestie.
You all feel the ground rumble as if something is burrowing through the lava in the ground. Christine, it is your turn.
Alrighty. I'm going to take the frost vial that I had at the end of my last turn and throw it at Vishmirax here. Throwing. Wee. God, I rolled a 5. I'm hero pointing that. It was a 29.
Sean, are you cursing our dice again? What are you doing to the RNG?
41. That's a little better. Cool. Dimash.
That's a hit. Yeah, it's frost. Of course it's cool.
I know. So that is 18 plus his weakness and then 3 splash plus the weakness.
So he takes 28 from the main damage and then he takes 13 from the splash. Please explain to me how Veshmirik falls.
Yes!
Yes!
Yeah!
Oh, absolutely. So like you said before, he's like, you know, he's got all of these like oozing patches from where the acid hit him. He's bleeding from like 100 different cuts that everybody's hit on him. And this one just so happens to catch him like right in like a sucking wound that was in his chest. And it just like bursts and like all the blood that's coming out freezes and he just like floops back into the lava. And let's go of Brianna before he does.
I was gonna say, can I like scramble out of his grasp and like jump back onto the ledge?
So as the body is following, you see the life starting to wink out of Veshmirix's eyes. You hear him cry out.
You may have defeated me, but you will not survive the fury of Dark. When he returns to cleanse the world of all life and you.
How far does this fall?
I was going to say, he's got a lot to say for a dead man.
I imagine he's doing like the quicksand sink.
Yeah, the slow sink back.
His like tail and legs and his head is the last thing to go under.
It's the end of Terminator where you see the thumbs up from the molten lava.
But it's just like a dragon flipping us off.
Yeah. You get the double eagle salute from the dragon as he goes down.
Yeah, the double bird.
Oh, how do you feel?
Okay, but still in combat. So that was my first action. So for my second and third actions, I'm going to make a moderate elixir of life. And I'm going to make that as a healing bomb. Because it has to, if it's going to, oh wait, no. I know a 15th level thing, so that means I can do a greater. So when you're adding things to alchemy, it's like the total, it like adds 2 to the level, and like the total can't be higher than what you know. So if I know a 15 and elixir of life greater is 13, that means I can do a greater elixir of life that I'm going to hook at Brianna.
Oh, thank you.
You ain't looking so hot, friend, and I like you, so let's keep you around.
Oh, thank you.
So you get 76 plus 18 healing points.
Holy shit, that's amazing.
Wow.
How much?
76 plus 18.
Oh, I heard 76. Me I was too. Like, Jesus.
I want to double check exactly how this works, but I think I do make a standard attack. Even if it misses, it goes off on you. But if I critically succeed, you get the like poison immunity and shit that comes with it. So let me target you real quick and pretend to throw a bomb at you. A 30 to hit Brianna with a healing bomb.
That hits.
I mean, I'm willing.
Yeah, it's just whether or not you get the crit effect, basically. And if I critically fail, I don't hit you.
My AC is 38.
So I miss, but that means you still get the healing. You don't get the critical success.
You don't get the bonus resistance to disease or poisons, yeah?
Yeah, but that's fine. That's what it does specifically say. Like, this doesn't work only on a critical miss, so I did not critically miss you. Yeah, that was my next two actions, was to make my healing bomb and pluck it at Brianna there.
Thank you. You're so sweet.
You're welcome.
All right. I'm real sad you guys killed that dragon, because I was going to fly with Brianna for one action and then let her go in the middle of the lava for the second action. But nope.
Wow. Well, now you don't get to do that.
I mean, that sounds like a lot of fun, I imagine, but...
if we didn't want Brianna back.
Right, sure.
Do you think you could have taken 20d6 worth of fire damage?
Every turn?
Yeah.
Yeah, and didn't escape from the lava. Yeah.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, it's one of my creature's turns. And they pop out of the lava for one action.
Hello.
Please tell me they actually say that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good.
Oh, hello.
Hi, guys.
Oh, you're within 15 feet. Perfect. And you hear them say in Ignan, because you can still understand.
How dare you?
And then they throw a tendril at you.
How dare you? What kind of thing is that to say?
Yeah. 45 to hit?
To hit who?
You, Brianna.
Oh, 45? Yeah, that'll hit.
Yeah. Don't worry, it's all fire damage, so it's not like it's going to do anything to you. I do 20 points of damage and 3d8 persistent fire. So, what? I think it's like, what, 5 points of damage?
Yes.
Gross. All right, second attack. 40. Does a 40 hit?
That will also hit.
All right. That's 27 points of damage after all of the resistances are added. So that is 12 points of damage.
Are you sure? That does not make sense, because it's 15 with the fire resistance thing plus my shield.
Oh, I forgot your shield. Oh, no, but your shield's broken, remember?
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Okay, never mind.
Yeah, that's why.
Good memory.
Her shield is broken?
Yes, her dragon shield broke.
Dragon Slayer shield or whatever?
Yes, that one. That's the one. It's broken.
If it's broken, it no longer can be used as a shield. But if, in addition to that, it gives fire resistance, I think that would not change.
Oh, it does get fire resistance. Okay, so yes, then you negate another 5 points of fire from both of those. So I'm going to give you back 5 more points of health.
Are you sure it's 5 or 10?
10 more points of health. I'm pretty sure it's 10.
Because according to Vampire Nexus, it's 10.
10. It's 10. Yep. So I'm going to give you another 5. That should be 10. You should not have taken 2 points of damage total from all of those attack. Which sucks so much. So much. And then it's going to say
bye
and dip under the lava. Next, another. Oh, shit. Yeah, I can't do that. I can't pop back under the lava because popping up is an action. I did 2 talents. All right, another one pops up and goes, hello, and goes too close. No, are you out? Is Trintalon out of range? Oh, how dare you?
How dare you be out of range?
They pop up, grab a piece of pumice rock or like molten rock from the lava or the ground or wherever, and throws it at Trintalon. We'll do a ranged strike then. So annoying. 41?
Yeah.
Are you within 15 feet of me?
No.
God damn it. I tried.
That's 27 points of damage, and minus your 10 resistance is 17 points of damage. And there is no reload on this, so he's just going to grab a second rock and throw it at you. Ooh, 27?
That's a miss.
All right, that's his turn. Haya, it is your turn.
All right, it's my turn. Fuckers are being rude.
It's your turn.
I'm not looking too good, but Brianna will not do anything about it just yet. She is going to step up, prep up with Miss Ooh here and be in the aura. Yes. And she will attack the elemental that's directly in front of her, since it's the one she can actually get to. So let me target. Okay, here we go. What do you think? How is a 34?
That's a hit.
Yeah. It does not take holy, correct?
I don't believe so, but if you roll the damage, I'll be able to tell you.
Okay. Well, then you tell me what kind of...
Yeah, I'll tell you how much damage you deal. You deal 18 points of damage. That's 16 slashing and 2 spirits, so it doesn't take the vitality.
Okay. Okay, because I can remove that so I can actually announce it, if anything. And she's going to go again.
All right.
Has a 39.
That's a hit.
Excellent. How is 23 points of damage?
I don't really like you dealing damage in general, but it's successful.
Oh, there you go.
Just so you all know, you have not done a recall knowledge on the elemental infernos.
Okay.
I mean, they're elementals. They're made of fire. Stabbing them seems to work okay.
Yeah, I mean, but if you had questions, you're more than welcome to do that still.
Yeah.
You're looking for something to do with that third action when you're not going to attack.
Except I moved up, so that's all three of my actions.
No. I wasn't saying you. That wasn't at you, Haya.
I thought you always talked about me.
That was like the universal you.
Oh, okay. I feel better now. But that's three of my turns.
Okay. Oh, so now it is one of my... Oh, I'm sorry. You take 13 points. You take 3 points of fire damage from your persistent fire. Oh, I'm sorry. You take no damage because you have 15. But you may roll a recovery check.
Sure. Remind me how recovery check works again. Oh, there it is.
It's a flat check. You can click the button. There you go. You succeeded.
Thank goodness.
You needed a 15 or 15 or higher, and it goes away, and you got that. So, all right, Matt.
Yeah?
Another elemental shows up, and he says, oh, hi.
Why are you guys so friendly?
This one... You are within the aura of an intense heat. So could you please make a basic reflex save for me, sir?
Sure.
Why did you get Irish all of a sudden?
Make a basic reflex save.
39?
Oh, hard teacher. That is a success, and because it's you, that is a critical success. All right. Now you're within 15 feet, though. So here comes a tentacle. 33 to hit?
Miss.
Second tentacle. I'm sorry. Tendril. Not tentacle. Tendril. 24.
Critical mess.
Nice.
Ooh.
Oh, no. This is a Patreon fumble.
Yes. Who is it from?
Kelly.
Ooh.
Thanks, Kelly.
Thank you, Kelly.
Punch, kicks, it's all in. Looks like someone's a Parappa the Rappa fan. You go to strike and you get tripped up and entangled in your own stuff. You fall prone and lose an item in your hand. You are also clumsy 3.
No. Oopsie.
Ugh, so I'm prone in the lava, thankfully.
Mm-hmm. And clumsy 3.
And clumsy 3, which I believe is a minus 3 to everything.
Dex-based, yeah. Like your AC, for instance.
Yeah, and it drops my AC. Saves for getting rid of certain things. Yeah, my reflex save is now in the basement. That's great. Don't need that.
Fun.
That worked out well. So my third action is to just stand up. I'm still clumsy 3, though. That sucks. All right. Heidi, it's Ooze's turn.
All right. I'm just going to put the javelin on my back.
Hi.
What?
You can give it back, you know.
No, I won't do that. No, I'm not going to do that. We're going to strike the elemental that's right in front of me. Here we go. 33.
Okay. 33 will hit. Exactly.
Hooray! 22.
Nice.
Yay!
All right.
That's one. His first one. And we do another one. 30. I miss. It's okay. We just go ahead. We strike again. Last time. 22.
Yeah, that is a critical miss.
Ranged! This is called a sprain. Until healed, you're clumsy too. Womp.
Yikes.
It's okay.
Everybody in the club getting clumsy. Everybody in the club getting clumsy.
Just tripping all over themselves.
All right. Ooh, takes 1 point of fire damage from persistent. Would you like to re-roll your recovery check?
Sure did. Got a total of 13.
All right. You're still on fire. And singing hot, hot, hot.
Sweet.
So, this elemental inferno is going to swing its tendril at Brianna. That's a 39 to hit.
That'll hit.
Would you like to... Oh, wait. You can't use reactor shield.
I'm forgot to put it back on.
All right, so you're going to take 0, but you will take the 3d8 persistent. Resistance is ridiculous. Second attack is going at, here comes the tendril. That is a 37.
I liberate if she does take damage.
So that is a hit. So hang on. So you're going to take 15 less from 31. So 15 and 15 is 30. So you're going to take 16 points of damage. But Brianna, you're going to liberate.
Yee.
So, all right, that takes you to 0 points of damage. And you may take 2 steps if you'd like to, everyone. Except for Brianna, Soraya, and Twin Talon.
Stay where I am. You've made me angry.
Is Soraya out of range?
Definitely Soraya, definitely Twin Talon.
Hang on, is it when, if you're out of range, your allies can't, let me look at the...
Yeah, double check. If I'm wrong, I'll let Matt take retroactive steps. And then they can take 2 more steps, so you could potentially take 4 steps? And while we're looking that up, we're gonna go back to the top of the round. It's now Knife Sword's turn.
That's Pete. And they're not the same person.
Not as far as I'm aware.
What?
I've never seen them in the same room at the same time.
That is true.
True.
It got me there.
All right, I'm sending a chilling darkness at the elemental to my south. 29 to hit?
Miss.
All right, I'll burn a hero point. Try it again.
Ooh. Rob, you're burning a hero point?
That's what I like to hear.
Wow. What a day.
What?
34 to hit.
34 to hit will indeedy do.
Okay, and now I'll roll my 13d6 plus 7 cold damage.
Oof. I'm sorry, you're Jesus Christ.
49 cold?
That's a hit. Oof. Oofa doofa. It looks like it's super effective.
Okay, and then I will fling a level 1 magic missile. Oh, never mind. Can't do a level 1 magic missile. We'll do a level 2 magic missile.
You out of level 1 slots?
I am.
Oh, no. The panic.
6 damage.
All right, 6 damage. All right, that'll be added as soon as I give you back... There, I gave you back a spell slot because in second level.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. I'm not going to steal spell slots from you. I'm just going to make you use every spell slot you have.
Oh, I know. I got to swap stabs.
All right. Next up is Twin Talon.
All right. Twin Talon is going to whistle, and Taisani is going to fly to be next to this very clumsy elemental. And then Twin Talon is going to step up, target the elemental, and then attack it with his S-words. Well, it's just one S-word. 31 to hit. I rolled a 3.
That is a hit.
I am going to use a hero point and reroll that.
Not a bad plan. Not a bad plan at all.
Yeah, I got a 39, which is saying it's a critical hit. Is that a critical hit, Sean?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Hooray.
In worst case scenario, you still hit because we use the better of the two.
Good job.
Thanks. So it looks like it's normal damage, but the target takes 2d6 persistent bleed damage.
Good job. I will let you forgo that to do double damage. Because I am nice.
Okay, then I'll do double damage.
I mean, rolled a 3 on his first attack, so he's got the best chance of critically succeeding on this one.
So that's 62 damage.
Like that, though, with the critical hit.
Okay.
In addition, the elemental needs to make a fortitude save. That's DC 24.
Okay. Fortitude 25.
It makes it. All right, it makes it. That's fine.
Whew.
And it is now, well, it was off guard anyway, but... It's off guard. And then I'll do it again. I'm putting precise debilitation on it as well.
I figured. Let's just kill all of Sean's monsters.
I mean, no, if you want to, that's fine. That is a 1, natural 1. So I'm going to use my last hero point to reroll that.
All right. Smart.
That is a 35 to hit.
Ooh, it's actually 37 to hit because I forgot to make it off guard to you.
Okay.
So that is a regular hit.
All right. It's an additional 33 points of damage.
Oof. Do not like.
Well, you don't gotta.
Yep, that's my turn.
All right. That is indeed your turn. Okay. First action is to move one of my monsters. Well, what you would call a monster. I call them a friend. Second action, appear out of the lava. Third action, I guess we're just going to put a fist in Ooh's face.
No.
No bueno.
And you hear, we were supposed to be friends. And she punches you right in the face for a 43.
Oh, that is a critical.
No. Do you have hero points left?
I don't think so.
I do, right?
Sabrina, you have one left. Rob has one left. Matt has none left. And Christine has one left.
I'll use it for Heidi to use.
All right.
Thanks, Mom.
You make him.
I will now reroll because I am not allowed to get a crit. And I'm going to keep the lower result. 43.
Fuck, dude. Dalos, why?
That's funny. I am your friend. Don't hit me.
That is a named character that was critting.
Dallas, we never lied to you.
It's true, we didn't.
All right, this is, what type of attack does this do? Bludgeoning. It's called Crunch. Could not be more appropriate. Crit effect, the target is sickened 3.
Fuck, can I liberate it all?
You can liberate the damage. So first off, I'm gonna make Ooh sickened 3. That's gonna happen no matter what. And then it's going to be 80 points of damage.
Oh, what the fuck, dude?
That is 18 fire. That's pre anything. Are you liberating her?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's 16 times 2. That seems to be 50 bludgeoning and no fire.
Oof, indeed.
And everyone may take 2 steps.
I will say right here.
Most of us.
Okay, that is their action. Next up is Soraya.
Alrighty. I forget, did we recall knowledge on Dalos when we met her?
Yes. Yes, you did. They are an earth fire fey creature. They are huge. They have a weakness to cold iron and cold 10. They have physical resistance to physical damage for 15 points, except for bludgeoning. And that was all you discovered.
Okay.
You can recall knowledge again if you'd like.
I'm debating. I'm going to make up a couple more frost vials, but then I believe I'm just about out of reagents, but that's fine because I have my perpetual potency, and I believe one of my third levels or lower is, yes, a moderate frost vial. Mwaha! First action, I'm double brewing some frost vials. Second action, I will throw one at the elemental that is badly injured, because if we can get rid of things on the board, everything gets easier.
Just so the audience knows at home, currently there are 4 infernal elementals, and there is 1 Dalos left on the board.
Yes, so the one directly to myself is badly injured, and I will be seeing what I can do to take them out. 27 looks like it will miss, so I will spend my last hero point.
Yep.
We're at 37 instead.
That will hit.
Hurrah. Dimash. I've stolen that from Heidi entirely. 19, standard, 3 splash, which will, I believe, hit Miss Dalos over here as Leo.
That looks like it did a lot more damage than you were expecting it to do on the elemental.
Shrink! Alrighty. And since I have 2 in hand, I'm gonna do it again.
Might as well.
Matt is the whale. And that one will miss, but the splash should go off.
Yep, the splash will hit both the elemental and the Dalos. So would you like to describe how you take out the infernal elemental?
This is more kills than I've ever gotten in a combat.
Hell yeah.
yeah, I know. So it just kind of, it hits the center of this flaming thing's mass, and like as it starts to steam up, turns to ice, and it just like falls into the lava, whatever solid is left of it, as the flames that make up its body gutter out.
As the ice and the lava meet, the frozen chunks of it explode out, and I need Ooh and Brianna to make a reflex save.
Let me flex my muscles. 31
and 30.
Those are both fails.
Oh no, ladies.
It be what it be.
We're the Juggernaut Club. We're not the Acrobat Club.
So that is 33 points of fire damage. I'm just going to deal damage and then I'll give you back your 10 from your shield. And so that's 18 points of damage to Ooh and 8 points of damage to Brianna. All right. Whew. So that's your turn, right, Christine?
Yep.
Double brewed, chucked and chucked. But you took another one off the board, so, you know, not bad.
Woo! Not mad. Not mad.
Not bad at all. All right. So one of the three remaining elemental infernos is here and is going to use two actions to do an inferno leap. So they're going to jump essentially and land on the other side where their friend just perished.
Pero does that provoke?
They would provoke. So the two of you can make, the two of you being Ooh and Brianna, pronouns, pal. Brianna and Ooh can make an attack of opportunity if they would like.
Let's do it.
I would love to.
40 will hit.
We both rolled 40, by the way.
Oh my God, yeah.
I love it.
25?
Technically 18, but I don't know if all that goes through because some of that is spirit and some of that is holy.
All right, so the 25 points of damage. Yeah, that all goes through. And it takes 14 points of damage. It does not take the vitality. Can I get the two of you that just made a swing at it to make a reflex save, please?
No, I don't want to.
Actually, I also need Knife Sword and Soraya to make that save as well.
Damn.
We are not looking hot, kids.
Oh, no. It's very hot.
Oh, yeah, no, not looking hot at all.
All right. Ooh, what did you get?
Got a total of 24.
24. 24 is a fail. Brianna.
Brianna got a 32.
That is exactly what you need to make a successful save. So that's half damage.
Jeez. Okay.
Soraya, that's okay. That's a fail. Not a crit fail. And Rob.
42.
He ducks down and all misses him because that is a critical success.
Did you walk out of the backpack?
I fell out a long time ago.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so now the damage is 48 damage pre any resistances or anything like that.
Sales tax?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Soraya and Brianna are both going to take 38 damage. Well, Soraya will take 38. Brianna will take like 23. And Knife Sword takes 0 because he's ridiculous. And Ooh takes 9. Whew. You guys did way more damage than I did with that. That sucks. And for their third action, they're just going to fire a tendril at Brianna for a 30.
I wonder why. Surprisingly, that'll miss.
Yay. All right. It is now the elemental inferno that is to the south. It is going to move 15 feet. So now it is close to Twin Talon. Close enough to kill? It reaches out with a tendril and strikes. It does a 45.
That is a critical hit.
This is an unnamed elemental inferno, so it just does double damage. That is 62 points of fire damage, minus 10 is 52. And you get 3d8 times 2 persistent fire damage. Second tendril, 25.
That's a critical miss.
Goodness, all right. This is unarmed. You are stunned 1, meaning when I gain actions, I lose an action. Great. Hiya, it's Brianna's turn.
Brianna's not looking hot. I don't think she battled medicine herself.
I think she's looking hot.
Oh.
Oh.
That's what I'm feeling.
I'm just saying, she is sweating awful. She is in full plate mail right now.
Yeah, and she's received a whole bunch of fire damage. She's singed, her skin feels raw. She's in horrible amounts of pain, but she's gritting her teeth and not wanting to give up on her friends. So she will battle for medicine herself. She'll take a moment to grab some ointment. She grabs some aloe vera and put on her burns. Owie, owie!
This is like the worst sunburn ever.
No, it's like blistering. Your skin's peeling off. Like,
yeah.
Parts of your hair is burned off by this point with all the fire attacks.
Yeah, her pretty hair.
You all kind of look like Twin Talon.
No.
Oh, no.
I'm not bald. I refuse.
I mean, not that he looks bad, but if anybody can rock bald, it's you, Twin Talon. The rest of us, however, woof.
Nah, Soraya's just got enough alchemical ointments in her hair that it never lights on fire.
Nice. So Brianna gets only 12 points of healing back, but that is okay. A little bit is better than nothing. as a free action, she will tell Dallas, we never lied to you. We always told you why we were here. You had a chance to join us, and this place is yours now. Please help us do the right thing. And she will... Man, I wish I could get to Twin Talon, because there is two against him over there. How far is that leap?
Far.
God damn. Okay, hang on.
Just take care of your side. Take care of your side first.
Hang on. I feel like I have something. I got something for this.
She calls upon Serenray. Serenray's like, yeah, girl, I got you. Blip.
I mean, if I could have wings, Serenray, please, that would be. So she will just wail on the elemental she can actually hit. I rolled a 36 to hit the elemental in front of Ooh and me.
All right, so that is a hit.
They don't take vitality. So that is 19 points of damage.
Correct.
Where did I drop my shield?
Right there. You could grab it this turn.
All right, and then my last action, I'm going to scoop it up. All right, that's my turn. Hopefully Dallas will have a change of heart.
Okay. Let me switch shields for you. It is one of the elementals. Oh, the elemental near Twin Talon. The one that is Klumsey. Okay, so first attack is going to be a tendril at Twin Talon. That is a 34.
That's a miss.
Second one is going to be a tendril at Twin Talon. That's a 41.
That's a hit.
Well, bad news, man. I rolled a natural 20.
That is bad news.
Does anybody have a hero point?
How long is this episode? Is this a 2-hour episode? Is that what we're doing? It feels like it's taking forever.
Knife sword and Ooh and Soraya, you still have one hero point.
Reroll that then.
Rerolling and keeping the lower here. Natural 20, natural 20, natural 20, 34.
Miss.
Oh.
That's actually a 27. I'm not sure why you think it's a 24, but...
Oh, you're right. Sorry, I was looking at the number above it. It's a 27. That's still a miss. Third attack. 17.
Oh, thank goodness. That's a critical miss.
This is unarmed. You can't attack another creature until the target is knocked out or the end of your next turn.
So it's just focusing on me. That's okay.
Yep. I really like you. I really want to hurt you. All right. It is now Ooh's turn.
Ooh's turn! We are going for Sickened 3, Klumsey 2. First thing I'm going to do is I'm going to try and throw up. Yo, I'll feel good. I'm feeling a little woozy.
Okay, but can she projectile vomit as an improvised weapon?
Oh my god, please.
Yes.
That'd be so good.
Gross.
That'd be sick. Attempt a fortitude save.
Make the save against your class DC. And your class DC is 30.
Oh, so close. Okay. Well, here we go. And do I have any more actions? I'm clumsy too.
Yeah, you just take minuses this turn.
Clumsy doesn't reduce your actions. It just is minus to dex.
Okay. I'm going to continue trying to hit the flamey thing right in front of me. Here we go. With the javelins. Miss. 25. You know, I never had a problem with my battle axe.
Right. That is for ranged.
I'm going to go ahead and drop the javelin. Not in the lava. Don't worry.
It pops right back to your hand because it's a returning javelin.
Yep.
I'm kidding.
It's cursed. It's witchcraft. And I will take out my battle axe.
All right. So your clumsy gets reduced by one and your sickened gets reduced by one.
Cool. What a useful turn. Here we go.
All right. It's now the top of round 6. But we are out of time. Oh, hang on. Sorry. Ooh takes 2 points of damage.
Unless I want to roll a recovery check.
But you did it.
Hey, you did it. You succeeded.
I did it, guys.
Yes.
Hooray.
I did it. I'm not on fire anymore.
Hell yes.
Hooray.
Now we're going to end the episode for this week.
Hooray.
Hooray.
Okay, now that it's my turn, what I'm going to do
anyway,
is...
Anyway, bye, guys.
Robert, no. Okay, bye.
See you next week, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Where's my backup character?
Thank you for listening to the Cracked Die podcast. Please visit us at crackdie.com. Pathfinder 2nd Edition and the Age of Ashes Adventure Path are property of Paizo. Background audio was provided by Sirenscape because epic games deserve epic music. please visit them at sirenscape.com. Additional background music was provided by Epidemic Sound. Please visit them at epidemicsound.com. The Cracked Eye podcast theme was composed by Angelo DiLoreto. He is forever missed. This episode was edited by Nathan. Please visit them on Twitter at @editingnate. Finally, thank you to all our patrons for assisting us in breathing life into this production. We do not know where we'd be without them. Our esteemed patrons are Cassandra Connors, Doombeard, Finder of Path and Stars, Jacob Wilhelmi, Anwar Musa, Big Dog Matt, Jason Leach, Margaret Torello, Mike Minatillo, Sean Moore, Thomas Beard, Chris Simmons, Michael A. Hill, Corey Fellers, D. Shaka Jamal, Lee Jackson. If you'd like to join our Patreon, please visit patreon.com/crackdiepodcast.